And today, Lauren Brosnahan is looking at two picture books for Black History Month.
In her new picture book, The Patchwork Path, A Quilt Mat to Freedom, Betty Stroud tells the story of a young African-American girl, Hannah, and her father who escaped from slavery in the pre-Civil War American South. Hannah's mother has died, but she has left her daughter a legacy of powerful symbols that serve to guide her, signs that she has created with her own hands for her daughter. As we learn in the story, through the strongly crafted illustrations of Erin Suzanne Bennett, Hannah and her father followed the code that was sewn into the quilts that enslaved Africans made and used for directions, warnings, and reminders. Before they escape, for example, they hang out a quilt with the monkey wrench pattern that lets the other slaves on the plantation know they are leaving. And on their long flight north to Canada, their journey is marked by other moments when the symbols of the quilt correspond with the actions they must take. The wiggly seams of the drunkard's path caution them not to travel in a straight line. Shoofly tells them to go in different directions if they are pursued. The star shape is the key to a celestial map. This complex iconography was passed from mother to daughter for generations, along with the art of quilting, which was an African-American invention. Fittingly, we learn from the books afterward that Miss Stroud's narrative comes from the living, breathing, oral tradition. It was part of the secret family heritage of the famed quilter Ozella McDaniel Williams, who first shared her story in 1999, and thus provided the materials that could transform Hannah's harrowing journey into the tapestry of hope and courage that this book displays, proudly and movingly, in the sunlight today. Another piece of handcrafted wonderment is waiting for the reader in Bell Hooks' new book, Homemade Love, with pictures by Shane W. Evans. This is a little girl's poem about her life, which is ringed round with the love she feels for her parents and they for her. "My mama calls me Girl Pie, her sweet, sweet," the book begins, in a romp of joyous, jazzy colors and lyrical long brown limbs, laughing eyelashes, and gentle eyes as we quickly meet the little girl, her mother, and her father, whom she calls Honey Bun Chocolate Dewdrop. Everything in her world is all good, good, most of the time. But when things go wrong, she knows that in her family, all the time, any hurt can be healed, all wrongs forgiven, and all the world made peace again. It's a child's poem for all of us to memorize and keep close to our hearts, all our hearts.